And for mindfulness of the mind, this is very difficult task. And you may not be able to grasp this method in this retreat. But it's fine because we have other retreat as well. So for mindfulness of the mind, your object is your own mind. Let's say I give you an example. When you are breathing in, breathing out, instead of aware of the breath, you aware of your mind that is knowing the breath. A bit difficult. You put into a practice. First, you pay attention on the breath. But after that, you aware of the mind that is knowing the breath. So breath is not your object. The mind is your object. 这个观心法门呢是比较难一点，但是呢它很有用，因为在我们生活中啊有很多情绪，控制着我们呢，我们不能够控制情绪，反而被情绪控制。 那是因为我们不懂得观心，我们不懂得观我们的情绪的关系。This contemplation of the mind is very useful in your daily life because most of us, most people are carried away by their own emotions. When your mind is overwhelmed with emotions, you have no peace. You have no happiness. So it is very important to know how to contemplate your mind. For example, let's say you feel anger. When anger arises, if you do not know how to contemplate this mental state, anger, then you will be carried away by the anger and you react according to the anger, then you will utter harsh speech. Or you will, beat somebody because you just cannot control your anger. But if you learn the skill, the technique, how to contemplate your anger and see the anger passes away, then you feel relief. Anger is just an example. And some other emotion, for example, your depressions, your anxiety, your worry, your sorrow. If you can deal with this negative mental state efficiently, then you will be at peace all the times. 这个关心呢，因为我们生活中啊，大部分呢都被情绪控制住，比如说被我们的压力。 我们的忧郁，我们的烦躁，我们的焦急，焦虑，我们的嗔恨，一旦被这些情绪控制住的话呢，我们心中没有一点安详平静。我们旁边的人呐，也受我们的情绪的影响，所以大家都活得很不快乐。所以如果你学会了怎么观这个。 情绪的话呢，你自己就活得安详、自在、快乐，你身边的人呢，也对你修的佛法有信心。如果你越修脾气越暴躁的话，你还要去度人呢？他说：“我看到你，我都没信心了。”所以呢，我们的行为啊，表示我们到底有没有把法用在生活里面。 好，那要怎么观呢？当情绪一升起的时候，你就马上知道正念，所以需要很强的正念。比如说，这个嗔恨升起，你就看着嗔恨，看着它，然后这个 attitude of the mind， 看着你这个心的态度啊，要怎么看呢？好，这个很重要。如果比如说嗔恨升起，你心的态度看着它的时候。 你把它当作嗔恨是我的，嗔恨是我的，那你就会越来越生气。那你要怎么看呢？你要看着你的嗔恨的时候，你要以一种远离的态度，不要把嗔恨当作是我的。 那嗔恨不是我的，它是什么东西呀？它是因缘法。你不会无端端生气嘛？好，因为某一件事的生气让你生气，所以你把这个嗔恨当作是因缘法，万法因缘生，万法因缘灭。你这样以这个好像不是你的嗔恨，以第三者的态度看着他的时候呢，因为你不执着他是我的，他就会失去他的那一个势力。OK， so while you contemplate your mental state, let's say anger, anger has a reason in you. First, you should cultivate, you should adjust the attitude of your mind. Your mind, you try to look at this anger in a dispassionate way. Don't regard anger as myself.You separate yourself with the anger. If anger is not yourself, what is this? What is this anger? Anger is the effect of the cause. Before that, you do not get angry. But, you know, out of certain issue, that your anger arises. So anger is...an effect of certain thing, of certain cause, certain causes. So you regard this anger as effect of certain causes. It's not yours. So you look at the anger in a dispassionate way. Try to separate yourself with the anger. Then the anger will lose its power to influence you.I just tell you how to practice. You yourself have to practice constantly. Only then you can fully understand what I say. But if you try to contemplate anger, anger, and you get more and more angry, what to do? At that time, what to do? Then don't see the anger anymore. Transform your mind, change another object.Think of something wholesome. If you fail to see anger pass away, then don't contemplate anger anymore. Try to change, try to arouse certain things that can make your mind happy. Because in order to see the anger pass away, you need some mastery of your mind. Okay. So anger is an example. Other state, depressions,sorrow, anxiety, same. When they arise in your mind, try to look at them in a dispassionate way. Don't regard them as my anger, my anxiety, my sorrow, my worry. Let me ask you a question. If you regard them as my sorrow, my depression,How can you free yourself from that sorrow and depression? Possible or not? Not possible. You will become more sorrowful. Your worry will increase. So the only way is to regard them as cause and effect. Not myself. Soon it will pass away. And your attitude must separate yourself, separate your mind from that mental state.In the beginning, you may find it difficult, but once you get familiar with it, it becomes very easy. Okay, so 当你在观这个情绪的时候呢，你要把自己跟情绪分开，把它当作是因缘法而已。因为某一个因它升起了，那现在这个情绪升起了，你就看着这个情绪，用一种远离的态度，不是执着的，不是执取的态度。远离的态度来看着它，这样的话它很快就会消失了。当你体验它消失过后呢，你就对法有信心了，你就开始说啊，这个法 wonderful。 你从今以后呢，你就不会再被情绪所控制。当你不被情绪所控制的时候呢，你的生命就是充满着快乐的。